And welcome back to the End Zone. Jamie Morse, my boy, and Dave in for the Miz Man. Dave, thank you for being the man. And you got Mr. Electric Boom Boom Matty Leach, 734-998-1050. Give us a call. This is where you get your opportunity. Talk about the basketball game. Talk about that hockey game where Michigan swept Penn State. I mean, we can talk about that.
What? J-Mo, big time series win. It's been a long time since Michigan has won a series, and to do it against the number 6 team in the country, that was great. Mm-hmm. I actually had another great Michigan experience here this weekend.
We're going to wrestling?
My niece did not go to wrestling.
Okay, sorry.
But my niece Ellie, she's 7 years old, not 7 years old, just about 7 years old. What am I talking about? She's almost 8. She would beat me up right now if she knew that I messed that up. She's 7. She's 7 and a half. But she's into gymnastics now. So actually, my mom brought her down for the day. We went over to the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum for a little bit before the meet, which was a blast. She was having so much fun over there. Uncle Maddie wasn't having any fun playing with any of that stuff. Don't you worry. But then we went over to the gymnastics meet against Ohio State. Really close meet. It was incredible. Right. But I had never been to a gymnastics meet before. Been to a lot of Michigan sporting events. Had never been to a gymnastics meet. Incredible atmosphere. And, of course, when you beat Ohio State, it's always a great day. So it was a lot of fun. It was great. So did have some good experiences here with our Wolverines. Like you said, hockey wins were big ones.
I think I got a bone over in – I bought a bone over in one of the dinosaurs at the Hands-On Museum. You know, you can buy a bone. Yeah, I think I got one. Yeah. 734-998-1050. Give us a call. I got a text, and I got some texts. I was going to do this next week, everybody. We could have set up the menu and everything, but what is your food of choice on Super Bowl weekend? Your food, your go-to, whether it's wings.
People are already bugging you about the food. Are they that hungry?
Everybody wants to talk about food right now. So is it chili? You don't have to tell me. You can tell me. And then next week, we'll talk about what you like in them. Do you like chili with beans, or do you don't want no beans? Do you want it with rice, or do you put it on spaghetti like they do in Cincinnati? But that ain't real chili. But, talking. Come on now. I'm just telling you what people do. Do you want it with onions, or do you not do it with onions? Do you put cheese on it, or do you get the three-way, the five? It's all kinds of ways to do it. Chili, I think chili, wings, and pizza are the number. I think they're the number 1, 2, 3. I think.
What about nachos? What about nachos? You can have nachos up in there.
Nachos, really?
Yeah.
Nachos is more of a side dish, though. I mean, isn't it? I mean, come on. The wings,
is a side dish.
When I used to eat meat and eat all them chicken and all of the steaks and everything, I used to have ribs and
ribs. Wings,
but I had them leg quarters. I do the leg quarters and cut them. So you had a thigh and a leg. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, a man loves a thigh and a leg. I'm just telling you.
No, it's all about the wings, J-Mo. Come on.
734-998-1050. What's up, Hadley?
Well, lots to talk about today, Jamie. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I'll just touch, Boom Boom said, on the hockey. That was a great game. Couldn't watch a Friday game because I don't have Big Ten Plus, and I ain't going to pay for it. And Saturday's game, of course, was on BTN, so it was a good game. Did you guys watch that game Saturday night?
Yeah, I actually did, Hadley.
Wasn't that a great game, Jamie? That was probably the best game of Michigan hockey I've seen in a while.
No, you're right. It's probably one of the best games I saw Michigan hockey this year.
I would love to find out, because Penn State scores two goals in the first minute of the game, and I thought, well, this game's over. I really did. And then, I would still watch it, because you never know. And then, that Michigan starts coming back slowly but surely. But when they were down 4-2, I thought, and this was in the third period, I think, that's when I thought they were going to not make it. But then they score like three goals in, 8 minutes, something like that, and pull out a great victory. Like Boom Boom said, it's their first sweep. It's their first Big Ten sweep of the year and their first one since October, since they beat Western in weekend. So it moves them up a little bit in the standings. Now they got Wisconsin this weekend, and Wisconsin's the bottom feeder, so they should beat them, especially at home. So every, 3 points is 3 points, and it's going to help them, maybe get a home, first-round home when the Big Ten tournament starts and stuff. But they're going to have to start just winning some games to hopefully maybe make the big dance. I don't know where they're ranked in the country right now, but are they ranked in the top 25? I don't know.
Who?
I haven't looked. Michigan hockey.
I haven't checked since after this weekend, but certainly when you sweep the number 6 team in the country, we've been in and out of there throughout the season. We need a few more of these conference, like you said. It's not we've done a good job of splitting with good teams around the country, Notre Dame's, whatever Minnesota, the ranked teams that have come in, but it's going to take a few more. You can split a few of them, but it's going to take some more of these sweeps. Like you said, it's been too long. It's been months since we've had one here. But I think Michigan, again, if they keep on playing like this and they get a few more of these sweeps, they'll certainly, even if they're not ranked, they're putting themselves in a good position to make that dance here at the end of the year.
And we'll just touch on the basketball team.
Michigan hockey is number six. Michigan hockey checks in at number 6. That was 4 hours ago. Just wanted to let you guys know.
Oh, well, that's higher ranked than I thought they would be, because that sweep with who they won this weekend, that puts them back at 500 in the conference. So that helps. Definitely moves them up a bit. But, yeah, they got some tough games coming up. They still got Michigan State to play. I think they got Ohio State and Wisconsin and, like I said, so this is their tough time of the year right now. So they're just going to have to, the splits are okay, but, a sweep every once in a while, they'll need a few more of those. Anyway, touching on basketball, I'm afraid I don't know if Troy's going to call in this week, but I'd be ready for that when he calls, because I'm sure he's going to go on a little tirade just like everybody else is. This team, Jamie, I don't know about this basketball team. They're just they're not gelling. And Howard's worked, 8 different lineups, it seems, and seems to take players out when they're doing okay and then puts them back in. And just listening to that, watching that Penn State game was just horrific to watch. I mean, they got it within 4 minutes to go in the half, and they're down by a point. And then all of a sudden Penn State hits, 8 threes in a row? Something like that? No defense on that team. There is no defense. And if it wasn't for Jed Howard, that team would have lost by 30 probably. Because our center just went cold. He didn't do anything in that game. And I thought he's our leader. At least he would think so.
You're right.
He should be our best player, even if he's not the leader out there. So you would expect more than 6 points when he's got a size advantage on everybody he's going up against.
And I don't know how you went through that game, Boom Boom. You must have been climbing the walls. Your girlfriend had to calm you down a bit more.
It was quite frustrating. And we've had a few of them, but there have all been ones where I feel like we can either learn from them, or, they're tough ones where I at least saw a good fight out of the team, which, hey, again, sometimes you don't have your jump shot that night. Sometimes this happens, that happens. But the mental toughness is where I've been kind of critical of the team. And that was what really, I think, got exposed here on Saturday. Again, it was three guys who beat you, who combined for 66 points. You can't allow that to happen. A lot of it was on the defensive side, but I just, if I see my team going down fighting, I can live with it. But like, again, not fighting through screens, not setting tough screens on the other side. There were just so many of the little things that all I can say is it comes down to mental toughness and execution. So hopefully getting back to the basics will help get them on track because, hey, it's a good thing about playing in the Big Ten is every game coming up can be considered a quality win, where even Ohio State at home on Sunday, I believe, is when we play them. It might not be a quad one win, but that's still a damn good win and one that you need here in the Big Ten. So we do have a lot of opportunity coming up. The season's not over just yet. I know that this one was a deflating loss. And, yeah, I was more angry than I've been all season, Hadley. But we still have plenty of opportunity in front of us, so we can't let this one break us down even further.
Hadley, who do you got in the Super Bowl? Hadley, no. You're come back to world. Come back to Jamie world. Who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Jamie's world. All right. I love that. I got to go Philly. I think they're just a better team. I don't know how Mahomes is going to be for that game, but he'll have a couple of weeks to rest it up. So I think right now Philly is favored. So I got to go with Philly, and I'm sure Philly E will go with the same team, even though it's not really his team. But, I think Philly is the one.
I'm going to say this, Hadley. I'm not going to write this in ink for you. So when next week rolls around on next Friday, and it's Super Bowl Friday, and we say, who you taking? And you say to me, oh, yeah, I'm going with the
I'm rolling with Mahomes.
Exactly. I'm going with Mahomes. I'm going to say, okay, Hadley. All right. So
nope. I'm sticking with it, Jamie. Just like I stick with my Asian wings. Or is that cauliflower wings?
Wait a minute. Asian wings with Asian zing?
Asian zing with Asian wings, yes. There you go.
Okay. I got you.
Gotcha. All right, man. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you later. 734-998-1050. 734-998-1050. What's up, Philly E? Now, with a name like Philly E, we know who you're taking in the Super Bowl.
You damn Skippy. You know why, right? Because the school will be closed for the parade. I'm getting a day off. You know I got an underlying agenda there, right? I want the day off, baby. Who are you kidding? I did not go to the last parade. I had every intention of going. I put my dog out to pee at like 6 a.m. I said, oh, hell no. It was freezing. There was just no way. I'm not going down there and being trapped by a million people. You can't even move to take a leak and freeze to death over a team that, you know it's not my team. What are you going to do?
What?
It's not my team. Jamie, did you bring up that Buccaneers-Rams championship game? Did you bring that up? Did you really bring that game up?
I did. Philly, come on, man. I told you I go back a ways now, bro. You know me.
Oh, you know what? That was a pretty bad championship game. It's funny because that game kind of
championship game. What was it? Field goals and field goals.
It was three field goals. I don't think the Buccaneers had 10 first downs. They pulled Doug Williams and they put in Kenny Stabler's old backup Mike Ray. Right. He couldn't do anything. Chuck Fusino was warming up on the sidelines, and I got excited because, you know, when I was a kid, I did like Penn State. They never did put him in.
There's a name. Nobody knows
that. Get out of here with Chuck.
But here's my question to you. How the hell did Roger Staubach lose to that freaking Rams team in Dallas? To this day, I'll never forget the Cowboys getting upset at home.
Jack Youngblood played with a broken ankle. Do you
he
not
sure
remember
did.
That? He broke his ankle and he played the whole game. That was incredible. Now I'm showing my age. Now
Jack
I'm showing
my age.
No, and he played the Super Bowl the same way. It was a tip pass to Preston Dennard. That's what did him in. And you know what? People don't realize, but Roger Staubach's last completed pass was an illegal completed pass to Herbert Scott, loss of down, and they were screwed, blued, and tattooed because that was the last drive of his life. So, just saying.
He did retire.
Anyway.
Thanks, Billy.
The Eagles, listen, dude, that is one of the worst freaking games I have ever seen. Now, I was with a few guys. I was rooting for the Eagles, and I'm going to tell you right now, You lose your quarterback on the first series, then you lose your backup to start the second half. I mean, Eagles got like 9 million calls going in her favor. I mean, it was absolutely gift wrapped. And I turned to my friends and I said, "You believe?" And they weren't exactly excited, and they were all green. I mean, they were like, "This is ridiculous. They're getting every call, they're getting every break. This thing is completely gift wrapped." And then I have to say to myself, and I even said it out loud, I said, "Damn it, really? Like, do you think the frickin' Minnesota Vikings would ever be gift wrapped a frickin' game like this?" Hell friggin' no. It's amazing to me that not once could they ever get a game just served up on a silver platter like that. So, and you know what? We all thought Jimmy, you know, I was under the impression from you guys that Jimmy GQ was going to be available for this game. Because if he was, listen, there was a lull after that quarterback injury and the fact that they got that touchdown right away. There was a lull where they really could have got right back in and even taken a lead if they had a competent quarterback. They really could have. But, you know, it was a horrible game. And I'm happy for the Eagles and the Eagles fans, but that game was just brutal. And I feel bad for the 49er fans because I can't imagine – Having nice a year, and you're literally robbed of like a championship year with that. And you know what? Eagle fans know what I'm talking about because that Fog Bowl was the same nonsense. My friends were all excited. They were going to go into Chicago and beat them, and then this fog comes in. You can't even watch the freaking game. And I get it. Randall threw for over 440 yards, but like, they lost the game, and you didn't even get a chance to see the game. So to me, it kind of had that effect. If you're a 49er fan. So Eagle, I could see an Eagle fan should somehow empathize with that. That's how I'm looking at it. But I got to, for selfish reasons, I got to look at myself and say, man, do you think the freaking Vikings would ever be gift wrapped a game like that in a big situation like that? But speaking of tortured franchises, the freaking Bengals, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're going to get that freaking penalty. They give him 15 yards. To just basically place the ball on the tee and a guy hit a 45-yarder. I mean, they're cursed. Not quite like the Vikings, but damn, the Bengals and the Bills are right behind them. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I could not believe that. As soon as he pushed him, and you're right, dude, that looked like a soccer dive. He threw his arms up in the air and are flailing all around. I was like, come on, dude, really? I mean, he sold that thing like a used car salesman. Get the hell out of here. But listen, they're going to call that one all day. That was just a bonehead move, and I felt so bad for that kid. But that was a hell of a way to lose a game. I mean, man, that dude's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life. And you guys were talking about quarterbacks that have picked up the reins, and everybody knows about Brady filling in for Bledsoe, but of course Foles for Wentz. But I got some, and people forget that Trent Green was going to be the starter until he got hurt in the preseason for Kurt Warner. And here's some good oldies but goodies for you, Jamie. Sonny Jurgensen getting hurt and Billy Kilmer coming in and leading them to a Super Bowl, right? Now, yep, they lost to the freaking Dolphins. But, and people don't realize Randall Cunningham, MVP in 1998, Brad Johnson started that year and he got hurt against the friggin' Rams. Yep. And we all know that everybody knows that Unitas was hurt and Earl Morrill came in and had an MVP type of year. And of course, you know, that ended in Super Bowl III. But
the Super Bowl and Joe Namath guaranteed it.
Yeah, speaking of him, I'm going to tell you this. People don't realize. Here's a question for you. You know, when I was a kid, James Harris was hurt, right? This is a playoff game in the Coliseum. He got hurt. Ron Jaworski, who was, I think he was a second-year player, he took the reins, and they beat a really good Cardinals team in the playoffs. They smoked them, like 35-23-ish. I think that was the score. And the very next week, everybody wanted Ron Jaworski to start the championship game against the Cowboys. Well, they started James Harris. The Cowboys went in there and absolutely destroyed him. But here's my thing. If they were so big on Jaworski, why didn't they ever give him a shot? Because the next year, you go from Harris to Hayden, and then after that, in 77, you go, which obviously didn't work, and then you go to Joe Namath, and you trade Jaworski. Joe Namath didn't work, right? And then you go back to Hayden, and eventually you end up with, in that freaking game that you were talking about, 79, you go to Ferragamo. My question to you is, can you imagine if they just stuck with Ron Jaworski starting in 1974, 75?
Yeah.
You know what? Things could have turned out different, because I think he probably had a better career than any of those guys, right? Just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Philly, I got to ask this question because it's killing me.
Go ahead.
What do Philly people eat, people from Philly eat at a Super Bowl party? I mean, I've always wanted, I mean, you have so many different foods that they have.
Dude, honestly, you know, it's cheesesteaks, it's pizzas. I mean, this is what happened yesterday. I went to a thing yesterday. We had wings, we had some pizza, and we had some cheesesteaks. That was it. That's all. It's all about the beer, man. Who are you kidding? It's all about the alcohol. And before I go, hey, Jamie, you know what? And this is all personal. For some, you brought up the fact that you're proud that you're going to have two black gentlemen start in the Super Bowl. But the cool thing is now that is no longer the storyline, and that's how far we've come. Like, it's, to me, I didn't even realize it. It's now, to certain individuals, it may be important, and that's great. But I just think, in general, I think that we've come so far socially that's not even a story anymore. It might be like a side story and something cool to marvel at, but it's just not a thing anymore.
It's a thing because it's the first time it's ever happened. That's why I said,
yeah,
it's just a milepost. It's just you see it, and people need to know that this has never happened before. Two African American quarterbacks are playing against one another in the biggest game of their lives.
I mean, but by the way, do you know the first time that happened in NFL history? That was a huge story.
This is huge. I'm sorry. I get it. Two African-American coaches going against one another. Now, it's not a surprise that an African-American male is leading a team to a Super Bowl, okay? Now everybody can play. But, you were still alive when that didn't happen.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Now it's happening. We need to make everybody aware of what happened. Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl. Doug Williams was the first one to win a Super Bowl. So we're not that far. It's not that many years apart. That's what I'm saying to you.
But we have.
Yeah, well, the Doug Williams thing in the Super Bowl. Now, that was the top story. That was the top story.
Right.
In fact, you realize the first two African-American gentlemen to start a game against each other is Doug Williams versus Vince Evans. I'm not sure if you know
that. Yes, I did know that.
The Buccaneers and the Bears. Yeah. Yeah. And I was, well, I like
that. Wait a minute. That's something that was a mark. That's a post for me. I mean, it stood out. You went, wow. Okay.
Well, listen, in 1979, that's a huge story. You know what I'm saying?
That was the headline.
That's a huge story. Right, because obviously the social climate was completely different in those days. It just was, But
I don't know if you've been outside lately. The climate's been crazy here too. I don't care.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because I'd say in the last 5 years it's kind of gone backwards. Who are we kidding? Right?
Just look what's going on in this country
in the last five to 10 years. We've almost reverted back. But I'm just saying, in your average person's mind, black or white, it's like it just doesn't register really that, like you said, it's a thing, but it's not the top story anymore.
It's not the top story, okay?
I agree, and that says something.
It's not the top story, but it should be noted. It should be noted.
Absolutely. I agree. But anyway, talk to y'all tomorrow. I got Eagles winning, and you already know why. All right? Talk to y'all tomorrow. Go Blue.
Hey, it's a day off school.
Next week, you may change your mind, but we'll see. Okay. Billy E., thanks for you. I'm going to tell you the go-to thing for me is the cauliflower, the fried cauliflower. telling you, that's the way to go, dude, with the hot sauce, with the Asian zing on that. Put the Asian zing on that. Matt had some Asian zing fried cauliflower
wings. Oh, it's they were fantastic. I'm still going to go with just your traditional wings. I'm right. not talking about the thighs. I'm talking about
dude,
wings.
I'm telling you, get that leg quarter and cut them quarters, baby. You get the thigh wings. And the leg. You get the thigh and the leg.
Out of here with that nonsense.
You great. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm putting it out there right now. You got a chance to eat wings or thighs and leg. You're going to go for the – it's. You want to ask?
Wings. Every single time. Come on, man. What is J-Mo? I know it's been a while since you've taken part in the bird over here. But no, man, wing every single time. Every single time.
Why? There's not much on the wing. Do you realize there's nothing really, there's not really meat on the wing?
Yeah, there is. It's a chicken. It.
Unless you get those steroid chickens. And they do have those. We got to go to a break. you know the number. You know what the question of the day. Who you got in the Super Bowl and why? And what is that? What is that staple, that staple that's going to be at the table when I come to your house? You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.